You're very welcome to another edition of Laura na Páirce here on WLR. It's Tomás McCarthy in the hot seat till 7 o'clock. Plenty to discuss over the next hour. County Board Chairman Sean Michael O'Regan will talk about the future of Waterford football. Daoiseach Camogie boss Sean Power on Saturday's league clash with Limerick. And later in the hour, Michael Foley from the Sunday Times on the issue of problem gambling among inter-county players. But first... So the Waterford footballers are bottom of the Division 4 table ahead of Saturday's trip to Laois after four successive defeats. The Daoiseach seniors are without a competitive win since May of 2021. And last weekend, Aoife Fitzgerald told WLR that football in the county is at crisis point. Well, to discuss this matter, I'm joined on the line by County Board Chairman Sean Michael O'Regan. Sean, what's your view on the state of Waterford football at the moment?
Yeah, no, look, there's been a couple of articles there in the recently, and obviously I've been talking with Aoife as well, myself, from the senior point of view. But look, from a whatever way you look at it, I suppose the results haven't been what we might have liked them to be, as everybody has outlined there in their recent articles or whatever. But from my side looking at it, and I touched on it at addressing convention, for sure, there needs to be a discussion on football and to see where we want to try and go and take it, because the results from, you know, if you just go purely with regards to results at senior inter-county level, they haven't been what we would have wished them to be, for sure. So we need to try and look at that and see what we can do. But if you go further on down in the state of football in Waterford, there's an awful lot of people doing an awful lot of good stuff on a daily basis for football in Waterford. But unfortunately, like I said, it doesn't seem to come all the way through to the results of a senior football team at the moment. And just on that, you know, the senior football team that's currently and presently there, you know, I've been at many a training session and at the games and talking to both Aoife and Peter, you know, so the lads that put on the jersey, you know what I mean, they're absolutely giving it their all. They're absolutely doing their best for their county, representing their families and their clubs. And, you know, they're trained three times a week, etc., the same as any other inter-county team, sometimes four and whatever like that. But yeah, unfortunately, Tomás, as you said, and as Aoife said, the results are not showing what we'd like them to be, and we are at a bit of a crossroads with the discussions that need to be had, like I said, at convention.
What are the main challenges that are facing Waterford football at the moment, Sean?
I suppose no more than any other county, I suppose, you know, the challenges certainly for us would be participation, I would say, you know, so the participation... You know, the playing population has obviously decreased in over many, many years through just the way family life is now at the moment. You know, I suppose, you know, three, four, five brothers on a team, multiply that by three families, has definitely become a rarity, and probably we won't be seeing those days again, just the way that it has been. We are a small county, you know, a lot of, you know, we punch against our weight in lots of things. You know, we've 50 clubs that are all doing their very, very best and utmost. Some of them are very rural clubs with a small population. And obviously you got the rural, and, you know, that reports are out there about the demographics as well. And that's not to throw out excuses. They're just a reality for the fact that, you know, our playing population has come down, I suppose, from what we had 20, 30 years ago. And we need to recircle, you know, the thought process with how we can try and take that on board, because we have no power to change that or whatever, but to see, you know, so again, going around and looking at the development squads there that we've had, the numbers in underage development squads, 14, 15, and so on and so forth, numbers that are participating in those over the last couple of months, the same number levels have been there that maybe has ever been there. So we are getting in numbers, but then there's a little bit of a fall off then that happens later on in the year. So a combination of both of those, I think, Tomás, would be where I'd be saying.
And how hard is it to get mentors involved with county football teams, Sean?
Yeah, it's proved difficult, as you know yourself, Tomás. You know, you've probably been at a couple of the county board meetings, and you know, we go through the interview process the same way as we go through it for the senior hurling over the last couple of years, and downwards to minor and under 20s and whatever, for sure. So we give it the same level of, you know, time and detail and the same process. With you know, county board reps and ex-players and independent people try to look at it, try and get to it. But it has been disappointing, yeah, for sure, over the last number of years, you know. So you go back as far as Tom McGlinchey in football terms, and then you had Benji, and now we've had Aoife again coming on board from traveling from Cork, and Peter is obviously with him as well. So it has been difficult, for sure. It has been difficult, but that's something, you know, when we have these discussions later on in the year, this is what we want to try and address and see how we can, you know, there's nothing wrong with taking in the Efes and Peters of this world, for sure. But we just need to try this, you know, see can we get some more people involved.
You say that discussions need to be had, Sean. Like, Efe was on this programme a couple of weeks ago and he called for a root and branch review of Waterford football. What steps will the board be taking in the coming weeks and months?
Yeah, I said I've been talking with Efe myself on that, and you know, board have had discussions already. So I've reached out to a couple of individuals that are, you know, going to come back to me maybe hopefully in the next 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, with regards to would they be prepared to maybe lead up, you know, a football review. When we say root and branch, that can take many different forms, obviously. And we just need to, once the, you know, I won't say committee, but once these people are, you know, put their name forward, that they'll help out with the county board or whatever. But it would probably involve, obviously, ex-players and officers of both adult boards and Board and Oak, ex-managers, teachers that are doing football within the primary and secondary schools, development squads, you know, what other stakeholders might we have out there, club officers themselves, obviously, you know. So there'd be probably a come together and discussions with regards to, you know, where are we with football and what do we want to try and achieve from those discussions. Then obviously would be key to that from a point of view of, you know, what would our targets be for minor under 20 and senior going forward, you know. And so that's probably, you know, when you talk about root and branch, that's probably where it would be. And but like I said, without preempting anything or preempting any findings from a discussion document or a report or whatever that might come over the next couple of months, that's probably the thought process where we are at the moment. So having reached out, you know, to a few, they're definitely on the same wavelength as maybe myself and Efe and other county board officers and lots of people in the county, that there needs to be genuine discussion on it to see what we can do. So hopefully that process will kick off now in the near future.
And when do you see this process starting, Sean?
Like I said, Tomás, it's probably started already. I've had discussions, you know what I mean? And it started even as far back as last year, you know, when we said that we need to have a discussion on it. And so it's just about the timing. So we need to do that. And there is a couple of people, after putting their name forward, that are going to help out. So that'll happen over the next couple of months, and we'll see where it plays out. Obviously, we're in the hype of activity with regards to activity in the GA world at the moment with regards to the inter-county scene and minors under 20 and seniors in football. So, but we will be sitting down now in the near future and we'll go at it tomorrow. Yeah.
Efe has said in many of his interviews, Sean, about the support that he's got from the county board and the backing from yourself and from county secretary Pat Flynn. And like, you look at last year's accounts and, you know, the county board put in 289,000 into the senior footballers. Do you remain committed to fielding a senior inter-county team in Waterford into the future?
Like I said, Tomás, our record goes there, and Efe is right, you know what I mean? So the perception is out there, I suppose, that in some people have a perception that, you know, Waterford football isn't being looked after and cared for. But like I said earlier, you go back as far as, I see lots of serious work being done at underage level, town and country football games and whatever like that with Board and Oak and coaching and games. Then you bring it up a little bit further, the development squads are out every weekend, there's lots of great people looking after football with our development squads, and then you continue on to minor under 20 and senior. And all I can say is that whatever under 20 minor and senior football teams inter-county football teams want, the county board have never been found wanting, as has been shown and demonstrated, and again, you know, you've managers coming from Efe. You know, he knows his football. Peter would know their football. So we've invested in those people as well. You know what I mean? So it's me, you know, we are doing all we possibly can. And the team themselves, like I said, they put their name forward, they put on the jersey, and they do the same level of preparation as they possibly can and they get as any other inter-county team. And it's just, unfortunately, that's the way it has been for us with regards to the results, unfortunately. But the effort and the commitment from Waterford County Board is definitely there from a football, as I've highlighted there over various areas of it.
And what do you make of the effort and commitment that the players and management are giving at the moment, Sean, considering how results are going?
Yeah, they're, again, you know, they get beaten, Tomás, I suppose, in the last game. whatever it was, and they're back out on Tuesday night again to go again. You know, they turn up at time for training, they're there for training, they deliver it. Efi travels down, Peter travels up, there's other lads, there's backroom people there helping it out, and they give it their very, very best. And that's all I suppose you can ask of somebody, but we need to look at, see how, you know, that doesn't equate out to the results that we want. And again, it's not a blame game of the current crop of players, because obviously we're in Division 4 for a few years now, so it goes back a while, and we're looking for lots of wins. And we're, and again, we narrowly lost out on lots of wins by a point and whatever. But no, I couldn't fault the guys that for the effort and the commitment that they're putting into it. They're just unlucky in certain games, and other games are just, maybe teams are just way better than them. You know, but at the moment, from to answer your question there again directly, I'm very happy with the commitment that the lads are given, and they're trying their utmost.
Just two more matters, Sean, that I want to touch on before you go. How is the redevelopment of Welsh Park progressing at the moment?
Yeah, very good. Very good, Tomás. Yeah, you could have seen some pictures there on the social media over the recent weeks. There'll probably be more going up in another couple of weeks again. But yeah, no, there's some great work done. The construction personnel are in there. There's lots of activity going on both the north and the south side and on the pitch. And so, yeah, no, very, very happy with the progress at the moment. Everything seems to be on track. The weather has been very good to us from that point of view over the last maybe 2-3 weeks. So maybe we lost a couple of days or, you know, week there with the weather and whatever. So we're kind of making it up a bit now. So yeah, and there are weekly discussions and meetings being had. So all's good. All's looking good for phase one. For phase one of Welsh Park is looking very good, yeah.
And the Win a House in Dungarvan draw is coming up next month, Sean, April 23rd. How are sales going at present?
Very good. Yeah, very good. Again, we took a decision there, the committee in place. They took a decision just to extend it by a couple of weeks. So April the 23rd is the day for sure, Tomás. There's going to be some lucky winner. Unfortunately, it won't be myself. I can't buy a ticket, so it might be yourself, Tomás. But the sales are going. We're very, very happy with it. And again, we postponed the draw for a couple of weeks because there was lots of sale activity still ongoing. You know, so from, I suppose, look, from a revenue stream and from money that is needed for Welsh Park and for investment in lots of other pillars on the strategic plan there, why would you, you know, we just took the decision that it would make, you know, financial sense to extend the draw for a couple of more weeks to try and get in as much money as we can, you know. So looking forward to the draw, and that'll be it, and hopefully, you know, there'll be some great prizes have been given out already with the early bird draws that we've been having over the last couple of months. But I'd like to sincerely thank all the buyers, but equally so the ticket committee that's made up of lots of different people from lots of different backgrounds that have been absolutely brilliant. But the draw itself at the moment absolutely is, we're delighted, very, very successful draw for us at the moment.
Well, County Board Chairman Sean Michael O'Regan, thanks a million for your time today.
No problem, Tomás, anytime. Take care now.
Lorne Napurka with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.
Well, the Waterford team to take on Laois at O'Moore Park on Saturday evening was named last night. Ben Corwin is between the posts. Full back line of Ross Brown, Derek O'Cossig and Conor O'Carrean. In the half back line, Captain Dermot Ryan, Liam Fennell and Brian Luby. It's the Curry brothers, Jason and Michael at midfield. Half forward line of Jordan O'Sullivan, Derek Harkern and Brian Lynch. And a full forward line of Michael Kiley, Sean Whelan Barrett and Owen McGrath Butler. So that's Laois versus Waterford in Division 4 of the National Football League at Laois Higher O'Moore Park in Port Laois, 6 o'clock on Saturday evening.
Lorne Napurka with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.